from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Highway 101 was closed just west of Municipal Road for several hours today because of a two-vehicle collision. OPP Constable Michelle Simard says there are no fatalities, only minor injuries. The road was closed for investigators to process the scene. The president of the Barbers Bay Ratepayers Association says a letter-writing campaign to Provincial Transportation Minister Prabhmeet Sakaria will, if nothing else, make him aware of the deteriorating condition of Municipal Road. J.P. Murray has lived just off Finn Road for more than 3 years. He says as Municipal Road deteriorates, the shoulders are collapsing, and he says the road is used by a lot more than local traffic.
It's widely used currently on the dam project. It's widely used for forestry. There's a lot of traffic from Highway 11 coming into Timmins for work and et cetera. No way is it just local traffic.
Murray hopes a solution is found before the worst case scenario happens. It has Iroquois Falls and Timmins, which share the road, threatening to turn it into a gravel road. A Hearst man's numbers came up and he won the September 50-50 draw staged by the Timmins and District Hospital Foundation. Marcel Lonval's bank account just got an injection of just over $116,000. He and his wife Georgette are retired and support many hospital 50-50s in the north. In our final installment of what Timmins was experiencing in the early days of the Second World War, Karen Bachman tells us about five people from the Porcupine who were on the first UK civilian ship sunk by the Germans. The Athenia was sailing to England. The declaration of war on September 3, 1939, made cruise liners targets. And on September 7th, it was sunk by two torpedoes. The five locals among the 1,400 passengers were Mrs. Thomas Flynn, Mrs. Rose McMahon, James Cullen, Mrs. Mackay, and Alfred Snow. They survived, made it to England, and were then brought home.
Porcupine Advance has wonderful interviews with them who talk about their experience of being torpedoed in one of the first ships torpedoed during the Second World War. So we have a connection to that as well.
Thank you again to Karen Bachman and the Timmins Museum for such fascinating stories of our past.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.